Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grow old along with me.
You're a real piece of crap, man, I tell you. I feel like I've been through initiation today going through this.
Well, I'm going to explain to our next guest, because Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, he's on with us every Friday and has been for, you know, the last 2,000 years. Mike, first off, thank you for your time, as always, on this Friday. And today, Joe turned 65.
Yeah, really?
So yesterday, I know, but I'm telling him anyway. But yesterday, me and Danny just didn't get back to him at all when we were texting about the show and what we're going to do today on the show. We knew we had you coming on. We have Larry Bluestein talk high school football earlier. And we ambushed him today, left and right, with guests and people calling in. And he's not good with when it's unstructured. So he is very happy to be talking to you today, because he did his notes for you to come on today. But otherwise, he has just been bombarded this morning. Yeah. So thanks for coming on.
Anyway, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Joe. Happy birthday. We're born the same month, but different zodiac signs.
Right,
for some reason,
yeah.
It flips on the 20th. So, and I'm 8 years behind you. So Please maintain that lead for as long as you can.
I'm going to try, Mike. Trust me. I'm going to try. I'm going to hang in there the best I can. Hey, Mike, on a serious note here for a second, Tyreek Hill, podcast number 2, sound like a fallout from the first episode. And he acted like he didn't know that he was going to take a little heat for the Mahomes stuff.
Well, it's funny. I watched the whole thing yesterday. On one hand, he likes the attention. On the other hand, he wants to be able to complain about the attention. And we see that all the time now in sports and entertainment more broadly. People want attention. They crave attention, but they want it on their own terms. They don't want the scrutiny that goes along with it. They want to be able to say whatever they want to say without anyone reacting in a way that they don't like. And I frankly don't know how sustainable this is. After watching the first episode of It Needed to Be Said, I pegged the over-under at total episodes at 3.5.
Wow.
And if episode 2 consisted, as it did, exclusively of reacting to the reaction to the first episode, what's episode 3 going to be? Reaction to the reaction to the reaction to the reaction? At some point, you got to have new content. At some point, you can't keep spinning your wheels and complaining about what people are saying about the things you said. It really did come off poorly overall. And all due respect to Julius Collins, longtime lawyer for Tyreek Hill and co-host, he knows what he's doing. He knows how he's nudging Tyreek Hill towards saying inflammatory things and then backing off. Oh, we're not taking a shot at anybody after the shot's been taken and the gun is smoking. We're not taking any shots, and the shots are taken. And I feel bad for Tyreek, because I feel like he's being manipulated in this. And I really do think he's better off. And I know that there goes, oh, he's a hater. He's better off not doing this. Nothing good is going to come from every other week getting in a chair or on a couch and complaining about all the things that people are saying in response to the things that you said in the last episode of the podcast. It's not sustainable. It's not entertaining. And people are going to tune it out pretty quickly.
He did say one thing that obviously bothers them, and that is they're going to miss me, and because they don't have anybody can do the things I do. I was just looking at his group after I heard it again, Juju Smith-Schuster and Hardman and Scantling, and a rookie. Are you kind of curious yourself to just see how good that passing game's going to be with basically a bunch of number two and three receivers?
Oh, look, they're going to miss him. And, you know, you hear people say, well, they're going to spread the ball around more. Well, that's fine, but who's there to command double coverage everywhere he goes? Who's the guy that defensive coordinators are going to lose sleep over trying to figure out how to stop? That's the value of having Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs made a business decision to take the draft picks to avoid paying the money. And also, you know, the most telling admission from episode one of the podcast was Tyreek Hill had quietly emerged and discreetly become a constant irritant for the Chiefs because he was complaining about not getting enough touches this game, not getting enough touches that game. And when you look at his full season stats, they were spectacular. My guess is he was watching what Cooper Kupp was doing every week, thinking, well, if Kupp can do that, I can do more. I should be the one who's challenging Calvin Johnson's records. They should be putting the ball in my hands. You know, that's one of the common realities of a great receiver. He convinces himself that if the team wants to win, the pathway to victory is to give me the ball all the time. And he may be right. He may be right. But they won eventually by taking advantage of some of the other guys. But between him and Kelce, I mean, they both got targeted an incredible amount of times. And now pressure's on him. He's got to stand out. He's got to honor that check that he's written with what he said in the first episode. He put more pressure on Tua with the things he said. And he put more pressure on Mike McDaniel, the new head coach, to make sure that Tyreek Hill is used. Because you know it's going to be a narrative now. If he only has three catches in a game, it's going to be a question. And it's going to potentially cause a problem, all because he decided to bare his soul in that initial podcast episode. And I just don't think he understood the ramifications of being that candid about his views and what it could mean for him. And, of course, if you say that, you're a hater. You're not allowed to say that. We're just supposed to sit back and nod and applaud at the things that Tyreek Hill said. Well, that's not the way the world works. You're going to put a podcast out there. You have to understand that if you say something that's inflammatory or illogical or just flat out wrong, people are going to exercise their prerogative to express their opinion about what you said.
Mike, what were your thoughts about the commissioner in front of the House Oversight Committee and now Daniel Snyder? What's going to go forward with him at this point now with the next committee or being subpoenaed? What's going to happen there?
The commissioner gets $64 million per year for one primary reason. It's not the only reason. But he is the person that they can put out there to take all the arrows, to take all the flack, to take all the heat. And he is very good, not just at a press conference setting where it's easy when you get a question from a reporter that you really don't want to answer. You work your way through a word salad. You don't answer it. And then you get asked a different question by a different reporter on a different topic. And you can just move to that and do the same thing. I thought he was going to have a harder time at this committee because if you give a non-answer to one of the members of Congress, they're going to say, sir, you're not answering my question. But he knows how to answer a question just slowly enough to run out that 5 minutes that each member of Congress had and to stonewall just enough. And several times you'd hear the member of Congress say, I reclaim my time, which is a polite way of saying, shut the hell up and let me ask another question because you're not answering my question. He was very good at that. He, at the end of the day, there was only one time he was on the ropes, and it dealt with this stupid argument that the only way to ensure anonymity for the current and former employees of the Commanders who participated in the Beth Wilkinson investigation was to keep every fact and finding secret. Jamie Raskin from Maryland had him on the ropes, but he ran out of time. And so I thought Goodell, from the league's perspective, did as well as he could have. Now, Daniel Snyder, something we posted today, after reading an article in the Washington Post that makes a ton of sense, he could have done it the easy way by showing up and testifying alongside Goodell. Now he's going to do it the hard way. He's going to get subpoenaed. He's going to be grilled behind closed doors in a deposition setting. And he's going to face consequences either way. You show up and face the consequences. You don't show up and face the consequences. You tell the truth and face the consequences. You don't tell the truth and face the consequences. Either way, he is in a tough, tough spot going forward.
Mike, he's not losing his team, though, do you think?
Well, he's not leaving, right? I mean,
no.
He just won't go. And it's not like there's some new regime that's going to show up to take over and they're going to drag him out. He holds the equity. no one can forcibly buy the team from him if he refuses to sell. And the problem the NFL has, it's very simple. Number one, they need to accept the fact that he will fight and scratch and claw and litigate and sue and do whatever he has to do to hold on to that team. And right. Secondly, I got a feeling over the past 23 years, he's figured out some stuff about some of his colleagues and maybe he could create some havoc. And maybe what he did to John Gruden, if he did it, not saying he did, don't want to get sued. If he did it, because the emails came from team server. So ultimately, Daniel Snyder in possession, custody, and control of those documents. If, and there are some people who believe that he's the one that leaked those emails to the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, or at least ultimately the code red was ordered by him, that's a nice little warning shot at your colleagues out there who may be plotting against you, that you can make their lives difficult too. And not every owner is wired to fight. Jerry Richardson, when things started to get hot late 2017, he just threw the keys on the table and sold and walked away. Snyder is uniquely wired to fight and fight and fight and fight. And I think that's one of the reasons why they've been treading lightly with him.
All right. Now, Deshaun Watson. Now we're getting to the next one now. 20 are settled. There's still more to go. There could be more after that. What is the latest you're hearing about him? And are we ever going to hear if this guy's going to be suspended or not from the NFL offices?
Well, it's got to come at some point, and it could be that they're trying to land the plane next Friday or Thursday like they did last year going into 4th of July weekend. It was July 1, Thursday afternoon, that they announced the punishment for Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders without really telling us what the crime was, without getting into the details of what it was that happened. And by the end of what was a four-day 4th of July weekend, because it landed on a Sunday, people had Friday off, people had Monday off. By Tuesday of the following week, nobody was paying attention anymore. So I think that it's all setting up for – and it could happen today because Fridays in the summertime are a perfect time to drop some bad news. Even though there's a nonstop news cycle, there's still some wisdom in taking advantage of a Friday in the summer. But it feels like next week is when they're going to do it because they've got a three-step process here. They propose a punishment, the league office does. There's an independent, technically, disciplinary officer who then decides what the punishment will be. And then if there's any discipline at all imposed, the commissioner has final say over what happens. Well, that's going to take some time. And they want to get it done before training camp. So they need to do something now. The problem is, with developments occurring all the time, there really is wisdom in waiting. The case is a lot different now than it was on Monday with 20 of the cases settled. And I think one of the reasons he settled, and I don't know this, because they're never going to come out and tell us what was happening behind the scenes. Maybe someday somebody will leak something and we'll know about it. But I feel like as of a week ago, the storm clouds were gathering for the possibility of paid leave. There was just too much going on. And maybe the NFL's best way out of this is to say, you don't play until these cases go away. Now that 20 of them are settling, it doesn't feel as urgent to press pause on his playing career until the cases are resolved. But there's still four left. And as long as those four are around, that means there's going to be trials. That means there's going to be distraction. But it's a lot easier to try four than 24. And that at least is one reduced complication for Deshaun Watson and for the Browns.
Do you feel like he may play, though? I know before, you were actually one of the first to come out and say you didn't think he was going to play this year. He might play a few games this year, Mike.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Still to be determined. Yeah. Now, we reported last week the union is bracing for an unprecedented suspension of Deshaun Watson, and Mark Maskey, the Washington Post, said probably 1 year. See, part of this dance is because we don't know what's going to happen with Judge Robinson. This is a new procedure that was put in place in 2020. The league could say, we propose a year. She could say, proper suspension's 8 games. Then the commissioner comes in and says, thank you for your service, Judge Robinson. He's serving a year. And so there's going to be a strange PR play as this goes back and forth, and you find a middle ground somewhere, and there's part of the psychology. Where do you start? Where do you finish? You know, they can go 2 years like MLB did with Trevor Bauer and then force the disciplinary officer to knock it down, and then the commissioner adjusts the final outcome. I just don't know. I don't know.
We never had anything like this, Mike. Right. Nothing
like
it.
Well, no, because because there are new elements introduced. And remember, this all is a matter. At the end of the day, this all flows from fan and media expectation that the league will do something about players who get in trouble away from work. 98% of the American employers out there do not and cannot care about what you do away from work. As long as you can show up, if there's a criminal prosecution, that's between you and the Justice Department. If there's a civil prosecution, if there's a lawsuit out there, that's not our business, unless it was on our property or with our employees or something like that, something that relates to work. So it's for the NFL, and the union agreed to it, so it's not like it's something that anyone can say, oh, they shouldn't be doing it. The unions agreed to it because they understand people need to be convinced to devote their money, their time, and their attention to the NFL. And if the NFL is not going to punish players who get in trouble away from work, that is when people are going to say, I'm upset with the NFL. I'm not going to watch. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So the mechanism's in place. But I say all this because it's all driven by public expectation. And what is the public expectation? Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Mike, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, let's go to break here. Got a little bit more time. 305-567-0560.
One last ambush. Come up in the next segment.
One more? All right, we'll be right back.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.